But mashma not like that, you have to return it the way it is. So who you see, even though it changed the name, Shinu Hashem means nothing. Rabbi Yosef, no. No, even after you put it into the roof, it's still called the beam. It didn't get a new name to it. So you see, it's still called the beam. The roof is still called the beam. Therefore, here it's not called the Shinu Hashem. But when you take skin and you make it into a tablecloth, that's called the Shinu Hashem. So there we hold that's the Kenyan with Yish. But without Shinu Hashem, just Yish alone, that's Rabbi Yosef holds, there's no Kenyan Yish by a Ghana for a Ghana. All right, we'll stop here. Zayin Omer Aleph. Now, Samach Zayin on top. Again, the Gemara says, again, on top, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Morish Shemoy Olof. The kasha was, I lechur, if you say Shinu Hashem, it's called a Shinui, so how come the lochur is, if you steal a beam and you put it into the roof, that really you're not kind of a Shinui? It's only a takon of the Rabbanim. So, what does the Teretz know? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Morish Shemoy Olof. That a beam, even after you put it into the roof, into the ceiling, still it's called a beam. Therefore, it's not called the Shinu Hashem. The Tanya we learned the Pesuk in Yecheskel that says, Tzalois Habayis. What does that mean? What's called the sides, the tzalos, the sides of the house? Elo HaMataltalim, like the roof. The uvim and the thickness of it is Elo HaMashiyos. So here you see the Mashiyos, this beam that you put into the roof, it's still called a Mashiyos. So therefore, it's not a kasha, how come it says before, that if you steal a beam, even though you put it into your roof, really, you're not kona. Really, you should have to give it back, Hensha Gozo. Just as a kona sashovim, it'll be too hard to do tshuva, take it out of your roof. The people won't return it. So if the rabbanim made a kula, you could keep it and just pay back the money. Now, Reb Zeira says, Shinui ha-choyze le-briyosoi, be-shinu ha-shein le-have-shinui. He has another terence. That every shinu that's kind of depends if it's choyze le-briyosoi or not. So does it come back to its original stage or not? Could it come back to normal or not? So Rashi says like this, Rav Zeir Omar, Morish, Abim, Hainu Taima Deloi Makna Bishinu Hashem. You know why if you put the beam into your roof, and now it becomes part of the ceiling, you know why you're not corner it? Mishum Dechayzel Abriyosai, because it's possible to make it back to the original form. You could take it out of the roof, and it'll be the beam again. Im yister heavy kishura, if you'll knock down, take down the roof, you'll have the beams again. Kirimikara. Therefore, it's not called a shinui. Avala varzin. But before, when you make it into a tablecloth, sula mikri mashka, no matter what you do to it afterwards, it's not going to be called a skin anymore. Therefore, if you have a skin, the or, and later you make it into a tablecloth like, so that's called a good shinu hashem, then the gaslin would be conurate. Because that's called a good shinui. But over here, if you change it, from a beam to the roof, since it could come back again to be a beam, that's called the Shinu HaChoyzel Abriyosai. So Zera says that the Shinu Hashem, if the only type of the Shinu is that its name got changed, lo yav Shinu, that's not called the Shinu. Now the Gemara says, the Shinu Hashem, Shinu HaChoyzel Abriyosai, mi yav Shinu? But what do you want to tell me though? But if it's not Choyzel Abriyosai, if it can never come back to what it's called, like here when you make it into a tablecloth, since it's never called again, a skin, then you want to say, Shinu is koina, is that true? Varei tzinur. We have a case of a tzinur, of a pipe-like. Demikora kitzitza. Before it's called a kitzitza, vahashta tzinura, now it's called like a pipe. So it's called the Shinu Hashem. So Rashi says, Demikora kitzitza. Shekordim shekokuku, nikra kitzitza seis bialma. You have like a pipe made out of wood, so before you hollow it out to make like a flow in it, it's called a piece of wood. And at the end, it's called what? It's called a tinura. It's called like a pipe. If so, Batani will learn like this. Tinur, if you have this big piece of wood, shechokuku, that you made a hollow. You made, let's say, like a pipe out of it. Olivsayf kovu, and later you will conveyor it, you put it like into, use it for a mikvah. Olivsayf kovu, then you put it into the ground after you made it into a pipe. Now you want to put this pipe attached to the mikvah. The locher is poisless a mikvah. The water that goes through this pipe is possible. It's called Mayim Shuvim. Because since you made the pipe first, so it has a shame kli. And therefore the water that goes through it is called Mayim Shuvim. The water is going through a kli. Rashi says, Lubsayf Kavu, Fehim Shech Boi Megishamim. And now you want the rainwater to flow into the mikvah. I may nohor the mikvah, you want to use the river water into the mikvah. Possel, now the water becomes possel. Mishumayim shuvim, since the water is going through this homemade pipe, it's called the kli, and that's the lach. Any time water goes through a kli, it becomes mayim shuvim. What about the kovui? First you took this big piece of wood, and you were kaveir into the ground, you were kaveir it near the mikvah. Ulef saif chokku, and first later you hollowed it out. Later first you made it into the pipe. The lach is ain't a poisle as a mikvah. Then it does not pass through the mikvah. The Rashi says, kovu means, well, saif chokku, lav kliu, it's not called a kli. El arya smichti. Like first you took this beam, it's not a kli yet, and you attach it to the ground. So now like it's bought it to the karka. Later when you hollow it out, you make it hollow, make it into a pipe, you're not making a kli, it doesn't have a shem kli, it's still butted to the ground. So therefore it does not pass on the mikvah. That's the locha by a mikvah. Now the question is, v'yarmit, if you want to tell me, that shinu hashem, milsihi, if you do something to change its name, it's called something, it's called, you did something to it, shinu hashem, means something, if so, afilu kovu, even if you first put this beam into the ground, and later you first hollowed it out, you made it into a pipe, nami lifsel, it should also be possible, because it's a shinu hashem now, like you're changing it right now. Since so, a shinu hashem is called something else, it's not called a piece of wood, it's called a pipe. Since so, that should give it like a new name now, so like it's recalled a kli now. So it should be possible, it should have a shem mayim shuvim on it. So Mar says, I'll tell you here, it's different. Shani Shiva, this psul of mayim shuvim, if you have the water, goes through a kli, to be the rabbonin he. It's only a psul of the rabbonin. Therefore, with the rabbonin, we don't say shinu is kind here, like shinu does not change it. So in other words, if you first put the piece of wood into the ground, it's called now as part of the karka. So even though later you make it into a kli, it doesn't change its name like to say it's called a kli now, but rather still called like bota to the karka. So Rashi learns, Shiva means Mashe Mikva Posseba Gimaluga Mayim Shuvim, Midrabonin He. That's only Midrabonin. Because really the question is, there are some shittas that learn that if the whole mikva is made out of Mayim Shuvim, that could be Posseba Midiraisa. That's what we always say, Shuvim is only Midrabonin. There are some shittas that learn that's only if you have Gimalugim. But if you have all the water or over the waters for Mayim Shuvim, that could be a Psul Midiraisa. Therefore, that's what he says here. So, Huru, our Gemara is Mashma, that the whole thing is only Midrabonim. I'm not going to go into it. It's Machlokas Rishonim. The Rishonim give different roots to him how you can learn our Gemara. But Rashi is also Mashma. It's only a question that Gimel, Lugim, Mayim, Shuvim, that's what passes the Mikvah Midrabonim. And therefore, here it would still be kosher. But for Rashi, it's Mashma, Nechanami. If the whole Mikvah was made out of Mayim, Shuvim, that would be Midiraisa, then it won't be kosher. Then maybe it will be possible here. For the Bari Haki, if so, Afilu Dereisha Nami. And so even the first case also. What do I care if you were first conveyor it? First you made it into a pipe. You made it into a kli. But now the mice, you put it into the ground. So now that you put it into the ground, why don't we say it should be mutter? So Mar says, Hosam Ika Taras Kli Alav Batolish. There it's different. In the Reisha, when you took this beam and you hollowed it out first, you made it into a pipe. So before you put it into the mikvah, into the ground, it's called the pipe. It's called a kli. Therefore, since it's called a kli, you can't use this to draw the water into the mikvah. Because so make mayim shuvim then. You're using a kli to draw the water into the mikvah. But hocho, in the sefer, we're talking about you took this bare piece of wood and you attached it to the ground. So right now, it's not called a kli yet. Before you hollowed it out, it's not called a kli. Hocho ain't teres kli, it's not called a kli. Betolish, when it was before you attached it to the ground. So when you first had the piece of wood, it wasn't a kli. Now you attach it to the ground, so now you make it into a kli, that's why there it's better. Because since when you put it into the ground, it didn't have a shame kli on it, it can't get a kli now in the ground. Even though, you're telling me though, that's called a shinui, you're like making something new now, so maybe now you make it into a kli, that's to change it over, to give it a psul mayim shuvim. But that we say no, since it's only a psul midrabonin, therefore can't change it over to give it a shame kli. But that's only because at first you put it into the ground before it got a shem kli. Now when it's in the ground, if you hollow it out, you can't give it a new shem kli. But before, when you hollowed it out, you made this thing into a pipe before you put it into the ground, so it has a shem kli on it. That would pass the mikvah, that would have a shem mayim shuvim. Nice, so we have a kash like this. It says Alocha Hagan Nefi Agazlin Fi Onus. Somebody stole something. A gazlin was onus. Rashi's onus means Rashi says Chamsin to Yoyev to Mei. You paid money for it, but by force the person didn't want to sell it to you. So you said, "Listen, I'm taking it, and here's the money for it." That's called an onus. Hegdishim. Let's say this gun of a gazlin, the onus now was Makdish, the animal that they stole. Alocha is Hegdish. The Hegdish is Chal. Utrumosam Truma. If they stole Tfuah and they made Truma out of it, the Truma is also Chal. Rashi's addition, Hegdish Rashi says, for Yosel Hennis, you can't have enjoyment from it. Utrumosam Rashi says, also Lazarim. It's called regular Truma. Zar can't eat it. Alma, what do we see? Koni le Lixela Biyish. Nechura, how could the Ganav make a korban out of it? How could it be Makdish if he doesn't own it? How could the Ganav make Truma? It doesn't belong to you. So here you have to say, we're talking about now that after you stole it, the Bailam was Miyayish, he gave up on it. And therefore we hold like Rabbi before, that Yish is Kona. And therefore since the Gazlan is Kona, it's his, that's where he could be Makdashit. That's where he can make Truma out of it. This would be a Kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef before said that by a Gazlan there's no Kinyan Yish. If there's no Kinyan Yish, so how could the Ganav be Makdashit? It's not his. How could he make it into Truma? Who then it says, Umaisra Isaiah Maiser? That the Maisa that take off is also called Maisa. The question is why it doesn't belong to them. So my answer, I'll tell you now, Rabbi Yosef could answer you, Amri Hosam Iko Shino Hashem. So there's different. It's not Yish alone. It's not only the fact that Bailam was Miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back anymore, but it's also called the Shino Hashem. The name changed. The Mikora Tibla Vahashta Truma. That before it was called Chulin, it was like Tevel, and after you made Truma, it has a new name to it. It's called Truma. Before it was Chulin, now it's Hegdish. Before it was Tevel, now it's Maisa. So since you have Yish with the Shinu Hashem, here Takas Kona. Shinu Hashem is better. If I say Hegdish, Mikara Chulin, Fahash to Hegdish. Before it was called Chulin, now it's called Hegdish. That's called the Shinu Hashem. That's what here Yish helps. Rabbi Yosef would agree to this. If Yosef just says, where there's no Shinu Hashem, then Yish by itself is not Kona. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yenison, Minayin L'Shinu Shukaina. How do we know Taka there's a Kinyan Shinui? How do we know Shinu helps? How do we know Shinu was Kona? Not Yish, but a real Shinui. When you do something after you steal something, and you make a Shinu, you do a change in it, how do we know now it becomes yours? Shinema, because the Pasuk says, V'heishiv es ha-gzela. You have to return the gzela. If you stole something, there's a mitzvah sefer to go and return it. Now, ma talmud loy ma asher gozal. Why does the posuk add on the extra words, v'heishiv v'sagzeilo asher gozal? Why do we need these extra words, asher gozal? So we dashin, im kein sher gozal yachter. If it's still the same state it was when you stole it, you didn't make any shinu, you didn't make a shinu meiser in it, then you have to return it. But v'im lav, if not, if you made a shinu here, then we say, domim b'yam aboy shlumei. Then you only have to repay the money. But the goof of the chepet, you're allowed to steal. With the shinu Hashem, if you made a shinu in it, then you're allowed to return it. Freddy Gemara, Haya Shagozel, this posik Hashagozel, me boy, we need it for something else. Lemute gezel oviv, sheine moisev chaymish, al gezel oviv. That if you steal al gezel oviv, that means, Rashi says, afilo nishpa oviv l'sheker. That even your father swore false. Yes, and then the father died, so now the chiyah to pay back a chaymish does not go upon the son. Asher gozel means who has to pay back chaymish, the extra fifth if you swear false? Only the gazlan himself. But if the father dies and the son takes over, the son is potter from paying the chaymish. So with Ashna Asher gozel, lamute gozel oviv, sheinu meisav chaymish al gezel oviv, that the son, even though he has to pay back the keren, but not the chaymish. So we need the pasuk for something. So Mar says no. In Cain, if so, Nichtov Rachmona Veheshev as Gzeiloi. Let the Pasuk say there's a mitzvah sefer to return Gzeiloi, something you stole. So I would know, and then it says Chaimish, that you only have to pay Chaimish of something that you stole, not if your father stole it. If so, Asher Gozal Omeli. Why do I need the extra words Asher Gozal? Still the Nichtov, what does I have to write it for? Shemamina Tarti. From the word extra words Asher Gozal, I could hear two things. I could hear that Shinu is Kaina, that you only have the mitzvah to return the chayfah if it's still the same state, the same way when you sold it. But if you made a shinu ma'isa, you changed it over, you stole wood, and you made it into a chair, or you stole wool and you made it into a clothing, that since you made a shinu maisa, now it's not kein shagos, it's not what you stole. You stole wool, now it's a jacket. Since it's not what you stole, there's no more mitzvah to return it, therefore you have a right to keep it, and instead you have to pay money. Yeah. Now, v'ikadiyami, some say, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yenison, minayin l'shinu sheinu koina, just the opposite. How do I know to say that a shinu does not help? That still you have to return it. Shenem, the pasuk says, v'heishu v'esagzeila mikol mokom. Just the opposite. No matter what stage it's in, you have to return the gezel. V'heishu v'esagzeila mikol mokom. For the Mara Ayivu, the pasuk says, asher gozel. It says, asher gozel. What do we do with the word asher gozel, according to him? And the Gemara, who me boiler, he dashes it, like we said. Al-gzeiloi sheloi maisiv chaymish. You only have to add a fifth on your gezel. But v'yei maisiv chaymish al-gezel aviv. And what your father stole, that you don't have to be maisiv chaymish. That is no din to pay an extra chaymish. So kita samach leikis here, how do we dash in asher gozel? Is shinu kaina or shinu not kaina? How about do we know the locha, shinu is kaina? And the maisiv we dash in, v'yei maisiv chaymish, that shinu helps. Now, Omar Ula says like this. Minayin liyush. Sheina koina. How do we know that yish does not help? In other words, he holds, like Rabbi Yosef, that yish alone does not help by a gazlin if you steal it. And the bialim is miyayish. It means nothing. Shenem, because the pasuk says, Malachi, it says, Veheveisem gozul es hapiseyach v'es hachoyla. That what? That if you bring for korban, gezel, something that's stolen, and a piseyach, an animal that's a lame, or else a chayla, sick one, that has the same halacha, it's no good for korban. So we dash in gozul dumya de pisayach. If you stole an animal, if you stole it, it has the same halacha like a pisayach. What is it, like a lame animal? What does that mean to say? Ma pisayach. The less like takanta klal, just like if you have an animal that's a pisayach, that's a bal mum. It can never be brought for korban. There's no way to bring this animal now for korban. I'll tell you something.